Blessed be the name of the Lord. When we have much, blessed be the name of the Lord. When we have little, blessed be the name of the Lord. When we are well fed, blessed be the name of the Lord. When we are hungry, blessed be the name of the Lord. When we are healthy and strong, blessed be the name of the Lord. When we are sick and weak, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen?
That's right.
God is so good, kind, and gracious, and loving. Today, my coworker and I we've been working at a new construction site, so the language isn't always as I would prefer it. And so as we were hearing some of the conversation around us, we were just, it caused us to just be so thankful that God, before the foundations of the earth, would choose us, you know, someone like me and my coworker, that we would be saved, that He would rescue us from our depravity that we once walked in. That life that we used to live, darkness, under the prince of power of the air, children of wrath by nature, caught up in the same talk and conversation, that God, in His mercy and grace, would make us alive and bring us out of death into life. So it really just caused us to praise Him and be thankful. For neither of us were by any means worthy. So blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, if you guys missed last week, I encourage you to listen to it online, just because it's flowing right in order here, what we've been talking about. So if you weren't able to, if you missed the past few weeks, please encourage you to go listen to them online. So, 1 John chapter 4. Starting in verse 1, we'll read to 6. Everyone there? 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. If you remember from last week, John is writing here telling his readers that you are of God. They are of God, little children, which was a term of endearment, term of affection, of a mentor to his disciples, okay? And he's saying that you have overcome them. You have overcome them being the false prophets, the false teachers. But not because it was anything good in us or them. That there's anything in us that could overcome them. In our own flesh and nature, there's nothing strong enough or good enough or smart enough to overcome Satan's wiles, right?
his schemes, the people that he has teaching false doctrine. Anyone in here have anything good enough in them to overcome them? None of us do. If it was left to us, we would fall. We would fall prey to these false teachings. Because there's nothing good enough in us. Nothing strong enough in us. Nothing smart enough in us. But he says here, it is only because the one who dwells in you, God, the Holy Spirit, who dwells in you, is greater than them of the world. Right? Amen? And it's because of God who abides in you, who will never leave you. He is greater than them of the world, than the false teachers, the false prophets, Antichrist, greater than Satan. And because of that, because that God dwells in you, and because He is greater, stronger, larger, more, because of that, you have overcome the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, to the world. The things that the world wants to hear, they're speaking out forth. Hey, you know, what does they want to hear? That's what I'm going to teach. Tickling of the ears, right? Therefore, they speak as the world, and the world hears them. So now to verse 6 for tonight. Let's read it again. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. And by this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, in contrast, verse 5, to they, that is the false prophets being of the world, John writes here that we are of God. Okay, now it's very important here. John is referring to himself and the apostles who taught the truth. Okay, and other teachers of this time who taught the things that were of God. Maybe, you know, if they were teaching of the Old Testament or whatever New Testament they had, okay? He's talking about we, the true teachers of the faith. Teachers who were proclaiming God's holy word. That Christ did come in the flesh, right? And died for our sins, suffered on the cross for you and I, and rose again, and sits at the right hand of God. Those who taught these truths, that's who John is talking about here. We are of God. He's not boasting here. He's not bragging, but he's saying, hey, we are of God. They, those false teachers, those antichrists, those false prophets, they are of the world. Who are under the control of who? Satan. Children of the devil. They are of the world. Okay? They teach according to the world. We are of God. We teach His holy, precious Word. We teach a doctrine that is not contrary to the Word of God, but lines up with it. We teach that Christ did come in the flesh. He did rise again. He is our Savior, Master, and King. Only in Him do we have hope. Only in the fact that He did come in the flesh can we have life. We are of God, He is saying here. It's very important that we understand that. He's not boasting by any means, okay? But he is standing up for the true teachers of the faith, okay? We are of God. He who knows God hears us. Those who are truly His children, who truly know Him, and because of this, they could hear the apostles' teachings. Just like us today, if we are truly of God, truly His children, we can hear what our pastors, what the true teachers are teaching us. And thanks be to God. Again, blessed be the name of the Lord, that any of us would have ears to hear God's holy word and understand it and apply it. Only by the grace of God can we hear His word and obey it, and understand it, and let it convict us. Do we understand that? Even in that, hearing His Word is His grace and mercy. Because before, we had deaf ears. and the word of God would go out and they would bounce off us because we could not hear. But blessed be the name of the Lord. He would awaken us, quicken us, as in King James Version says, and give us ears to hear. So he who knows God hears us. Those who are truly children of God were able to hear the teachers of truth and are able to hear teachers of truth. The word hear, if you remember from last week, is the Greek word akouo. And it means to hear, perceive with ears, to hear effectually, or so as to perform or grant what is spoken, to obey. Okay? Now, what a contrast to last week. Last week, when we read verse 5, they, referring to the false prophets, are of the world. Okay? And they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. So, listen, they hear them. So what falls under this word hear? Obey. The world was obeying and is obeying what these false teachers are teaching. So on the flip side, verse 6, we are of God. He who knows God hears us. Now what's important about that? What is important about John writing, he who knows God hears us? Who's the us?
The apostles,
John, other teachers of the truth nowadays, okay? Hear us, true teachers of the true faith, okay? Hear us. So I want to read that definition one more time in the Greek. To hear, to perceive with the ears, to hear effectually, or so as to perform or grant what is spoken, to obey. So just like the world is obeying what the false teachers are proclaiming, so too the ones who the apostles were teaching to, okay, they were hearing effectually and obeying. So in other words, they were taking what they were hearing and applying it in their lives. They weren't just sitting there and listening. I've heard that before. I don't need to apply that. No, they were really hearing. It was hitting right here. Their hearts were hearing it. They were obeying what they were being taught. Now, is that important? Who reminds us about listening and then going away and forgetting? James, right? It is very important that when you and I, when we sit on Sunday mornings in church and hear the Word of God, and we hear what how we should be living, what we should be doing, we should be obeying, applying the Word of God in our lives. That's what it's saying here. The world's obeying the false teachers. We should be obeying the true teachers. Only because they are teaching what is in the Word of God. Right? Don't obey me because I'm telling you to do something. Obey me because I'm teaching you what's in here. Same goes for Pastor Tim, Pastor Sean. Okay? And that's exactly what John is saying here. He who knows God hears us, listens to us, obeys us, not because of some personality or because I'm some great teacher, but he's saying because we are proclaiming God's truth. So hear us. Apply it to your lives. This is life, what I teach. John is saying here. I hope we understand that. I hope we're hearing this. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. Barnes writes, everyone that has a true acquaintance with the character of God will receive our doctrine. John might assume this, for it was not doubted. He presumed that he was an apostle and a good man. And if this were admitted, it would follow that those who feared and loved God would receive what he taught. Therefore, those who are not of God in our text, but in fact children of the devil, and it is manifest, as we read last chapter, do not hear the truth speakers. They do not hear. They did not hear the apostles. They do not hear the true speakers of the faith today. John 8:47 says, "He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God." Because you are not of God, you do not hear. And that's a powerful verse there. And that fits exactly to what John is saying here. We are of God. He who knows God hears God, hears us. He who is not of God, who is not a Christian, not a child of God, but a child of the devil, does not hear us, does not obey us, because they're not of God. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to be in that boat. And like I was saying earlier, blessed be the name of the Lord. All glory to God. I had no hope. I could not hear. But He made me alive. He gave me the ability to hear, to have life. And so if you have ears to hear tonight, you should be thanking God. If what we hear impacts us here, praise God. You should be thanking God. Pray that it would change your life, that it would conform you to His image. Again, John 8:47. He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. And by this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. By what? By what is being taught. By what is coming out of the mouth of the teachers, whether they be false teachers or true teachers. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, by what is being taught. If it lines up with the word of God, it is true. If it is proclaiming that Christ did come in the flesh, it is true. Anything else is false. If it does not line up here, it is false. It's a spirit of error. And the only question is, which one are you obeying? Which one do you hear? Are you hearing the false prophets who are of the world? Are you of the world? A child of the devil? Or do you hear what the apostles were teaching? Do you hear on Sunday mornings? Do you hear on Wednesday nights in your adventure classes? Do you hear the Word of God? Do you hear on Friday nights? Do you go to a Bible study during the week? Do you hear the Word of God? Does it convict you? Does it cause you to take a look at your life and say, you know what? I need to change. I need to fix this. Where do you line up? What are you hearing? Who are you hearing? Because it's either the false teachers or the true teachers. Who are we hearing today? Hopefully it's what's coming out of this precious Bible and the ones you have in front of you. If not, you're hearing the world. Isaiah 8:20. To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Guys, if I don't speak what's in here, there's something wrong. There's no light in me. Do you understand that? This is what matters. These things right here, is this little paper valuable here? Yes. And here's why. Because it's a schedule for us to read God's Word. So even if I don't have this nice, laid out, easy to follow schedule, I should still be in the Word of God. Because it's life. And it's where we find truth. And it's how we are able to hear. Again, it's all a matter of who you're hearing. Because there's only two options. You're either hearing the world, or you're either hearing God and His words. And you're in the light, right? That's what John says earlier in chapter 1. Are you in the light where Christ is? Are you in darkness where Satan is? That's what John lines out for us. And he continues right on through every single chapter. I wanted to, if you haven't noticed, I've been quoting Calvin a lot recently. And it's because I was blessed with Calvin's commentaries. And man, are they filled with a lot of good stuff. So I'm going to read you something else. But to all of this I reply, that we have the word of the Lord, which ought especially to be consulted. When, therefore, false spirits pretend the name of God, we must inquire from the Scriptures whether things are so. Provided a devout attention be exercised, accompanied with humility and meekness, the spirit of discernment will be given us, who as a faithful interpreter will open to us the meaning of what is said in Scripture. If we are of God, if God abides in us, dwells in us, we hear. He will lead us, guide us, help us to understand what these precious words are. And then when we do hear something that doesn't sound right, He will give us discernment. And we should go to the Scriptures and find out if it's true or not. To test whether or not it is of the faith of God's precious Word, or if it's false. And how do we really know? How do we truly know if we're of God? If we obey His commandments. If we hear the Word of God and we go and apply it. If we leave the church doors and we go and discuss the things that we heard. And say, wow, you know what? Am I applying this? Am I practicing this, what I just heard? Is it causing me to ponder how I'm living my life? Where I fall short? Where I need to change? Or do I leave and say, eh? What are we going to do tonight, guys? What movie do we want to go see? It should cause our conversation even to be, blessed be the name of the Lord, for He's working in my life. That when we hear the Word of God, it causes change in us because it's life and power. And it will accomplish its work in your life. If you are of God. Hopefully we have ears to hear. How else do we know? Well, in our very next verse, which we'll cover, talk about next week. But verse 7 says, Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God
and knows God. Knows God. And it's not just know about God. Yeah, I know about God. He created the world or something like that and made the trees and stuff. And yeah, I heard of that Jesus guy. So yeah, I know about God. But to be born of God, to be His very child, that takes it to a whole new level. Because if you are a child of God, you hear. You hear right here. And I hope you guys can understand that. Let's pray. Our Father, Lord, as we have opened up Your holy word, Your precious, precious Bible, in which You have breathed. It is Your very words from You. Lord, I ask that it would accomplish its work in every single person here tonight. Lord, that all of us would have ears to hear what You are saying to us. That we would not hear the words of the false prophets, the false teachers, and obey them. But Lord, You would cause us to hear Your precious words, the words of life, truth, that we can hear You and live a life that is pleasing in Your sight. Live a life that is honoring to You, that tells of Your glory, Your wonder, Your power. For it's all a matter of who we hear, Lord. And let it be said of us that we hear You because we know You, because we are Your very children. And that even being by Your grace and Your mercy. I pray, Lord, if those of those who are here tonight who do not understand these things, who are confused, Father, may they cry out to You. May they believe upon You. May they receive You into their heart, that they may hear You and understand the words that are in this book, Lord. Thank You so much, Father, for allowing us, for giving us the ability, for causing us to come here tonight, to drive here safely, allowing us to be here as a body, as brothers and sisters, as a family. What an honor, what a blessing that we can join together as one and go through Your word. So again, Father, I pray that the words that we read tonight, that we heard tonight, would convict us, Lord. That it would change us. That it would cause us to leave tonight and speak about these things. To ponder these things. To meditate upon these things. May our conversation tonight, Lord, be pleasing, Lord. May it be edifying, Lord. And may it be truth that we speak. In Jesus' holy name.